Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny, you'll share.
Sorry, my son just sent me a picture of his computer screen with these questions for his class he needs me to answer.
Can we have one? Can we hear one?
Well, I don't want to get them in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to read them then?
I'll get in trouble. I don't care. Let me tell them. On the radio.
We should call in.
Make it a group effort.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here. I can barely read the screen. How does colonialism affect social consciousness?
Heavy question for a high schooler.
It's one of those he needs to work on his own.
Yes.
You've got to figure out that answer on your own.
Yeah. Are former colonial powers responsible for the negative impact on indigenous people? Why or why not? Should they be held accountable for their impact? If not, explain why. If so, explain in what way. What should they have to do / not do? And this is for an English class. So this is some liberal bullshit they're trying to indoctrinate them on.
So it's
what
not
does this have to
class,
do with English?
They're just using that as a way to have to work on the writing skills?
No,
forming an argument. That's the basis of it. Here, do this, but it's not. It's about the English part. It's just the writing aspect of it. I would assume
it's the same class. The other day, she had them studying something about Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And you tell me that's not some liberal ass shit going on. Yeah. He said, "Okay, thanks." So I don't know what he's going to do. I don't even know what they're looking for on that. Probably something about white people need to be strung up or something.
Well, theoretically, if it's an English class, and your argument wouldn't matter as much as the actual how well it's written. Mm. But that's probably not the case in real life.
I should just say, if he wants to get an A on it, he should write the answer for every one of those to be that all white people from the history of the beginning of the country have been evil and should all be exterminated.
Do whatever it takes to get through. You got a couple more months, you know, say what you got to say. Who cares?
I saw a guy point out, a very successful guy point out the other day in some kind of question and answer thing he was doing, that he tells his son all the time, who's not good in math, look, you've got to do it though. Just get through high school. He said, just get through it. Get through high school. Then when you get to college, at least you'll get to do something you want to do. He said, because that's where he really, they were asking him, was he a good student? He was like, no, I was a terrible student in high school. In college, my grades improved drastically because I became interested in what it was I was doing. That he said, but high school grades were terrible. He said, that's what he tells his son all the time. You've got to do it. Just get through it. Do what you got to do to make it through. Then when you get to college, life will change.
Yeah.
So.
Couple more months. How long do they have left?
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
I think only 5 weeks of class. 6 weeks, and then 6 weeks they graduate.
Light is there.
Yeah. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
Uh,
that has really thrown you for a loop, didn't it?
God. Yeah, so I feel like Alexis yesterday when she was ready to fight with the girl at the drugstore.
Why were you ready to fight with the girl at the drugstore?
Oh, God. Because she was a rude-ass bitch.
What did she say?
I went into Walgreens because my lips were chapped and I needed to get some new chapsticks. And I went to go pay, and she was over in the photo center place being loud and talking to some girl. I didn't interrupt her. I didn't say, hey, excuse me, I'm ready to check out. I waited. She finally saw me, came over to the register, and instead of saying, hey, can I help you, or hey, I'll take you over here, like they usually do, she just looked at me and made a face like, just like, and I'm like, okay. So I went, and I said, oh, I think I said, hi, how are you? And she checked me out, and then she just put the stuff in the bag and just gave it to me. It just looked at me. So I was like, oh, thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day. Dumb.
Stupid.
Stupid. That's why you in there having to be at the register, and I'm in my car, put my lip gloss on.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she got me so mad.
That is unusual at a Walgreens. Walgreens, like, very nice.
Yeah.
I love Walgreens. They're always nice. And they're always nice at this Walgreens. I go to this one all the time. And she was just, I couldn't believe it. Like, you don't even, at least if you're in a bad mood or people are rude, at least they say hi.
Yeah.
She just looked at me like.
Maybe she was intimidated by you.
Yeah, right. Why'd she get me intimidated about? She was, like, way taller than me. I had my mask on. She didn't really know what I looked like.
I'm trying to help you.
Trying to find a way to make it better.
I was like, yeah. Catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, my God.
You think you could have taken her?
Yeah. When I get mad, I get, like, I feel like I might be a super, like, hero.
Have you ever had an altercation with somebody who's working somewhere? Like an exchange of heated words or something like that?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
That's good.
Yeah, when I'm, you know, when I was a manager of a restaurant, there was this woman that she was arguing with me, but I tried not to argue back, but it was pretty bad. She was yelling at me, and it was like my third week of managing restaurants ever. And that was not
fun. Was she right or were you right?
No, she was very wrong.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah. So.
Sounds like you handled it well.
Yeah, her friends came back to apologize for her after they all left.
Yeah, Ace almost beat the shit out of somebody over a smoothie. So. An old guy, too.
No, he wasn't an old guy. He was younger than me.
The old guy was at Disney World.
Oh, that's right. I'm getting my...
The old guy at the smoothie place was the guy that walked in without his mask, and I yelled back at the guy as I was leaving, I want you to say something to the old guy. And the old guy was like, I just walked in. What's going on right now?
Why am I the old guy?
Poor guy. He wasn't asking for that.
Yeah, well, he was old. He was pretty old.
80s?
Yeah, 70s at least.
Old people don't supposed to have smoothies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
are. Seems like the perfect food.
Exactly.
Who doesn't get a smoothie?
Yeah. That's just not an old person thing.
Oh, yeah.
Was he there with a wife?
There was a lady with him, yeah, when he came in.
He was probably like, God, it was so excited looking forward to this smoothie date with this woman, and you just scared the crap out of him.
Let's go get a smoothie.
Yeah.
Janet. Today. Yeah.
Today's the day.
They don't need all that sugar. Old people don't need all that sugar. Smoothies aren't good for you. People think smoothies are good for you. They're not.
What?
Most of them are loaded with sugar.
Yeah, it depends on how you do it, though. It depends on what you put in it.
Yeah, but if you want it to not taste like shit.
Stop.
It would taste like old dry, bland-ass yogurt and some strawberries, okay. But if you want it to taste like cotton candy, it's going to be sugary.
Yeah.
Why do I want a smoothie that tastes like cotton candy?
Just people like that. You don't like cotton candy?
I do, but I wouldn't get a smoothie that tastes like cotton candy. I'd get a popsicle.
It was an example. I don't know that they really have.
Why do you always take it so effing little?
I don't buy smoothies.
Yeah. That old guy's probably never going to go back to that smoothie place.
No, yeah. He's traumatized.
Like, this neighborhood has gone to hell.
Yeah, I wonder what happens after that. Because I wonder what happened after that. I wonder if the guy did then. I wonder, is he going to say something to the old guy for not having a mask on?
No way.
And I know.
No way.
And then there I was, mask in my back pocket. There's no way in hell I was putting that mask on after that guy yelled at me. No way. I put my hand on it. I was like, look, I was going to show him. And I was like, I don't know you shit. I'm getting mad thinking about it now. That's why I haven't been back there. I would not go back there. I've had one smoothie from there one day, and I dropped Amanda off at the door because she said, I just want to, let's just grab a smoothie on the way. We're going somewhere. Damn. Okay. So I'm not going in.
Goes,
all right,
it.
Just drop me off at the door. So I dropped her off at the door and pulled around.
So y'all both got smoothies?
Yeah.
So you still spent your money with the people.
Yeah, I know. And there's, you know, what was he going to do? She just wanted to stop and get a smoothie.
Yeah, well, you don't see my wife running around in Nike.
Well, I know.
And she wants Nike shit. I go, nope. We got a boycott on them.
Wow.
Her ass went and got a Diet Pepsi the other day. No, a Diet Dr. Pepper. Cause one more Diet Coke.
Yeah, but you didn't almost beat the shit out of the CEO of Nike. It's a little different. I get the point, though.
The guy didn't work there. That's why I'm boycotting. That's why I'm not going there. I like the word boycott, but that's why I'm not going there, because the punk-ass manager could have done something. I'm being accosted as a customer. I didn't start it. Like, hey, man. And I look over, and he's on the phone. I guess he was calling the cops or something. He never said, like, hey, guys, let's ease up a little bit. Just, it's cool. He's about to get his order and get out of here. You know, something. Mm-hmm. Do something.
I wouldn't have. Yeah. You would have scared me. Be like, let them figure it out.
Well, the guy's yelling at me, too. It's like, damn, I didn't start this. I was just in there minding my own business. But anyway. That's neither here nor there. What were we talking about?
Talking about you and the smoothie shop.
How many boycotts do you have going now, TJ? Nike, Coke.
I don't want to say boycott, because it's just I'm choosing not to spend my money with them, because I don't like the way that they don't like me. Let me put it that way. They
Coke's
don't like
a
me or
thing,
my
though,
kind.
Right?
No, it's been.
Oh, okay, I didn't know you had Coke.
I had stopped a long time ago, and then I kind of got back to it and was like, okay, because of some of their environmental stances and things like that, I just don't agree with.
Are there any others?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not watching Major League Baseball ever anymore. I don't watch the NFL hardly at all. Let's see. Dick's. Sporting Goods.
Okay.
I don't go there anymore. I don't like The Rock.
You damn. Football. The Rock. People, I get that. Sometimes you just don't like people. I get that.
But yeah, I mean, he's, he decided to jump into the political ring.
Yeah.
You know, endorsing Biden and all that, and just in things that I don't agree with, so. I mean, why are they the only ones that can cancel people?
Yeah.
I'll cancel them up.
Everybody has the right. Go for it.
Yeah, like, I hate Jesse Eisenberg. You know that guy? He's in the network or whatever that movie was called.
Yeah, social media. Social network.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that guy. And I can't tell you why. I just don't like him.
His face just annoys you?
Mine is Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
I can't stand his talentless ass.
Yeah, there's just some people
he's
that
he's terrible. I just don't like it. It just seems like he's fake. Everything about him seems fake. He's up there, he's all smiling and hosting shows, and he sucks at that too. It just makes
he's up there smiling. What you smiling for?
Smiling.
You stupid smile.
Yeah.
Stop smiling.
Weird dimples.
He's not real, weirdo.
He's not real.
He doesn't look real. Like a plastic person.
Yeah. He seems like a fake person to me.
Oh man.
I get it.
I've never liked him, Mario Lopez.
But you don't like Vin Diesel either, do you, Riggins?
Not really. And then he's like, I'm Harvard trained. I'm like, well, then why you act like that? You're horrible.
Did he go to Harvard?
Or something. I don't know. He like studied at Shakespeare.
Oh, and Juilliard.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think his mom was a theater, like something in the theater and all. Maybe a dancer or something.
He sucks.
Yeah.
But I'm going to watch.
He's never been in a romantic comedy, has he?
No.
You imagine?
You don't want him talking at length.
Didn't he do some movie where he kept a kid?
Yeah.
He was that a comedy?
No, that was the Rock.
I know The Rock did one.
It was The Tooth Fairy.
Okay.
That was called The Nanny or something.
With Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But he did one some type of comedy movie that wasn't too successful.
Right. Yeah. And I remember the comedy, the movie poster or something showed him in a pink tutu.
Yeah, I've always wondered if I were an actor and was having the type of success that, let's use Vin Diesel as an example since we're talking about him, and having the type of success that Vin Diesel has had doing the movies that he does. He gets very little critical renown. Mm-hmm. You know, he never gets nominated for an award. He also never seems to really try to stretch outside of this these action movies that, that he does. I've always wondered, would I be okay with that? Could I look at the fact that I've made a fortune and I've got a pretty damn comfortable life here? Would that be good enough? Or would you still think, I get somebody saying, man, I just want to see, like, I want to prove to people I can do other stuff. I want to prove that I can be a dramatic actor. I want to prove that I can do comedy. Mm-hmm. Or do you just at some point go, this is my lane. Stay in it,
yeah.
Make money, be okay with it.
I mean, look at us.
What?
I mean, we do radio. We're great at radio. You don't see us going out and trying to do videos and TV and, you know, podcasts and digital broadcast, all that stuff.
Exactly.
We do radio.
And
we've made a pretty successful career out of this radio. We don't step off into other aspects of it. Exactly. That'd be foolish.
Big mistake.
But no, I would be... You would probably be the more on the side of proving that you can do something else.
I think I would
have. I would be laying back going, look, I am, look, I'm a multimillionaire doing what I did, and I don't need anybody else's award to tell me that I'm successful. But, you know, Burt Reynolds never was awarded with anything of a substantial.
They came late.
Wait until late in his career. Like, but, was it Boogie Nights, the first one?
But at least he did try and do other things. Like, he tried and did. You know, he did some serious movies and all that kind of stuff.
Great.
And that's all I'm saying. Just I would have to, like, I don't know why Vin Diesel doesn't take the chance, or maybe he hasn't, I don't know. But take the chance and say, what can I learn? Like, what I just want to see if I can do it. I want to prove to people that I'm more than just this guy.
You know who does that?
Who?
And has been very good at all of those things is Terry Bradshaw. He tries other things. He's been a singer, and he's been a TV host. He's done play-by-play announcing. He's done reality shows. I mean, he's
movies?
Commercials.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in all forms of media, and he's been successful at all of them.
I'm looking at Vin Diesel's filmography.
Yeah.
He was in Saving Private Ryan, which I didn't remember, but that's an amazing movie.
Okay. I guess I'm thinking more of it being as the star
of
the movie. That's a good idea.
And there were some movies in there between the Fast and Furious, but I don't remember
Triple X,
The Last Witch Hunter.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey, he actually, in his book, he talks about that, how he was doing romantic comedies for so long, and it bothered him because he felt that he was a lot more talented. So he stopped taking roles, and he was getting offers and offers and multi-million dollar deals, and he was turning it down because he was like, I'm not going to do it until I get the role that of what I want.
When that book first came out, I remember him talking about the fact that he stopped taking them because he was being pigeonholed as romantic comedy guys, that he could have made a fortune.
What?
And that Matthew McConaughey, when he's talking and he starts doing that whistle thing. Yeah, but have you seen Mud? Have y'all seen that Matthew McConaughey movie?
I have not, no.
It is good.
I think I've seen it.
It's an independent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You watching an independent movie?
I know.
What? Who are you?
It was set in the South in a swampy area and all that, because it reminded me of Louisiana, but I think it was Arkansas.
Oh.
But yeah, it's good.
He's really good in that detective show on HBO, too. What was that show called?
The hell was that called?
But he was in the first season. True Detective. He was amazing in that.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to watch that. I'll be like.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Just talking about Vin Diesel, and Rob said, did y'all know he was born in 1967? And I said, yeah, he's like only a year older than me. And I was like, yeah, I didn't want to say, like, I wasn't sure what year you were born, but I didn't want to say it. He's old. Damn, it's okay. You can say that he's old.
Yeah.
He old as hell.
Old as hell.
Truth. Damn. Mm-hmm. When'd you get so old?
I mean, I'm old as hell. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all. I'm okay.
Yeah, I always tell people I'm old. Because a lot of people can't tell. They think I'm young.
Yeah.
They think I'm real young. You know, the way I act.
Like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not an old man.
That's why I let this, my beard grow out. So it got some gray in it. So people will know that I'm not just like some little 19-year-old.
Yeah, that's right. Your
they
way.
Take me seriously.
The beard lets people know that you are. Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any gray hair in my head. It's all in my beard.
Do you have like red in your beard too? Is that red or is it like?
I guess a little bit.
A little bit.
More of a sandy-ish, yeah. You know, and gray. But, yeah, I just got tired of people not taking me seriously because they thought I was so young all the time. So I had to look a little bit more distinguished.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It works. Mm-hmm.
You know, you got that oily-ass skin like I got, and it doesn't wrinkle up much, so.
Always keeps the face young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which it doesn't really matter. It's kind of a catch-22. You know, you don't wrinkle, but people still don't want to look you in the face because you're shining all the time.
Damn, that boy.
That boy is shining. Shiny as hell.
Put on my sunglasses.
Glistening.
I can't even look at you straight.
Yeah, here's a paper like, towel. You want to mat that a little bit?
Oh, my God.
Kind of like when they first came out with those drugs that keep you from losing your hair, like Propecia, and the side effect was impotency. I'm going to go, well, isn't that a damn deal with the devil?
You're not kidding.
Why would you want to keep your hair if you're not going to be able to make the sex?
Right. Yeah.
Then, you know, the reason you would want to make sure you don't lose your hair is so you can still get the ladies, but then what are you going to do?
Right. That's like Prince William. You know, he used to be so good looking when he was young, mm-hmm. and God just
he
did
looks
him
like
so
a
dirty.
Potato now.
I know. It's like, how did you? You had the opposite of the glow up.
Like, yeah, like
you
not.
You blew up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He looks like
what
a
happened to you?
Because it's like his nose got bigger. And, you know, yeah. Like everything.
Wow,
the
damn.
Teeth got crazy.
He's like
and
a
the
weird
hair.
Shape. He's just like a cylinder.
Boy, look at that. Cylinder. Look at him. Damn.
Come in here looking like a damn. Shock on a car.
Like a damn upside down coffee cup with a Santa hat on. Like, what?
Looking like a doorknob. Look at him.
Look at a seashell. Like, boy.
Like, Prince Crab up in here.
Why you look like that?
Why you look like that?
Like a damn TV remote.
God.
Oh, boxy ass.
Weirdo.
Well, shaped like a cylinder. Like boy, over looking like a damn you're cylinder.
Like, look at that damn SpongeBob on crack. Yeah.
SpongeBob, no pants. Stupid ass looking. No, I'm just kidding. He's not that bad, but
it is bad compared to how he was when he was young. Because he was handsome.
See, I never thought that. And I never thought Princess Diana was that beautiful either. Everybody used to talk about how beautiful she was. She was pretty. She attractive, was attractive, but she's not, you know, she's not as hot as, what's her name? Pippa.
Oh, Pippa, damn.
You know, damn Pippa running right, up in here. Little ass Pippa.
No, Prince William was a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah, what's.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just pulled up a picture of him. Yeah, he was a good looking guy when he was younger.
And what, what's his wife's name?
Kate.
Yeah. She's and too. Pippa is Kate's sister. Kate is more beautiful.
Yeah.
Pippa's more hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she looks like
sex
appeal.
She liked to get down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like,
oh,
damn, Prince William, what the hell happened
what
to you?
Is
shit.
That head?
No. What happened?
Yikes.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea this month? Shit. What happened?
Looking like a groundhog.
Yeah.
Like a mole rat.
Popping is out that, the ground.
Is that more, like, would some facial hair help him out? Or
I don't know if he's allowed.
If he lost some weight in his face?
He's not allowed?
Like, there are pictures of him before, though, with a beard. There's some old pictures of him with the beard that I just saw.
I didn't think they were allowed to do that. Well,
he was like real handsome.
He was so fun.
And you're like,
oh, that's bad.
Look like a pizza roll.
But
you wonder if Kate ever looks around like, him, like a different person.
No.
But he's got a, I don't know. I never understand if you are a member of the royal family, why you would ever be. It looks like he's gained a lot of weight.
Eating all them crumpets.
Yeah, but you've got.
Boy, laugh them crumpets.
You can have everything you need to make sure you eat healthy all the time. That's one of the beautiful things about having a chef. It's like, hey, man, just make sure that I eat really healthy meals all the time, you know, except for one meal a week. And somebody's there to fix them and all that. You just go sit down and eat. I don't know. I'm sure he's a nice man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems like it.
Yeah.
But what does he do?
I don't
know. Isn't he in charge of like the Air Force or something? I don't know.
I don't really know.
No, they don't give him that kind of responsibility, do they?
Well, Prince Philip was the main guy in the Air Force, wasn't he?
But is he really the head? It's like it's an honorary almost kind of.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're not really the person in charge.
Yeah, you're not declaring war on anybody or anything.
And would they go to war if they had, like.
Well, Harry did.
Oh, yeah.
Harry did, right? That's what I thought.
I think Harry and William both did. But yeah, Harry saved a guy.
That's what I thought.
He was legit. He's a war hero.
That's what they said about Harry, more so than William. Is that when he was in the military, he didn't want anybody treating him like he was, like he would get in there and do extra crap because he didn't want to just be the prince in there that people coddled or thought that he was getting coddled.
Good. That says a lot about him.
Yeah. So he's so brave in that aspect, but then he won't tell his wife to shut the hell up. Stop. He's scared of her.
Oh, you brave. Tell Megan to shut her mouth.
Yeah, let's see you get a medal for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They've given the option. I bet he probably said, look, guys, I'm just going to go back to war. I'm going to suit up and go back to war. I don't need the other.
I got to bounce.
Yeah. I'd rather go to war than do that.
I'm just kidding. I didn't piss off any more women today. Yeah. Pissed off one yesterday, and she spoke for all of them. No women are listening to you anymore.
Yeah, she didn't respond. You lost a lot of female listeners today. She didn't respond, did she?
Yeah.
I just messaged like, it's a joke. I
never get
sarcasm.
That. Is that, you know, and I know I've said this many times, but we're supposed to treat everybody equally, and women are just as tough as men and empowered and all of this stuff. Yet, they pick and choose things that they're not, you know, that they're sensitive about, that they're not tough enough to handle. You know, I look at women as being strong enough to handle jokes just like men can. But that's, you know, that's not the right way, I guess.
But fewer and fewer men are handling jokes well.
Well, yeah. And I always love it, though, when the guy has to step up and speak up for women. Women, like, I don't need you speaking up for me. Like somebody wrote in this morning saying that, we did something, and Alexis admitted to doing something, and everybody on the show said, all the guys said she was crazy. And then when the tables got turned and she said something that the guys did that was crazy, everybody got all defensive. The guys got defensive. It's like he has to, you know, jump in there and take up for the girl. Like, shut up. We're all playing with each other.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Stupid bow tie.
Just start roasting him. That's your stupid ass.
Look at that hair.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Don't think we forgot. We know today is Thursday, and it's the big day of the week because we have the one-star script club reviews.
Yes. This is where
we may need a big intro thing cut for it.
Yeah,
you know, that'd be good.
It's Thursday.
But I just don't really want the Share Funny to seem like it's a, you know, put together thing.
A production.
You know, let's make it continue to seem like it's disorganized.
Yeah. Well, off the cuff.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Even though it's not off the cuff.
And every Thursday we do one-star strip club reviews. But these are good this week. I really like them. And this is basically where we go across the country, go to small towns, places that are not in fashionable zip codes, and we read real one-star strip club reviews. And you can go look these up for yourself. People often leave their full names attached to them. We'll start in Decatur, Georgia, at Pinups Strip Club. Hell yeah. One-star review from a guy named Terry Moon. Terry Moon? Overpriced to get in. They take your blunts only to sell them for $3 in the bathroom. Hand them over. And then they go and sell them in the bathroom.
Hey, hustlers.
The security harassed me at the bar after I ordered food and drinks. And the final straw is that they charged me $2 for a to-go box.
What?
So he orders food and they're like, $2 more. You want to take it out of here. But man, confiscate your blunts only to turn around and sell them for $3 in the bathroom. It's a good price for a blunt.
I've never heard of a place charging really you for the to-go box, though.
$2.
Can I get a to-go box? Yeah, can I get $2?
Yeah.
What?
Who's also taking out, you know, to-go food from the strip club? You're like, I'll eat this later.
Let me swing by here and pick up dinner for the family.
Yeah.
On my way home.
For real. Then we can head out to St. Louis, Missouri, to a place called Rhonda's. A guy named Josh left a one-star review. He said, my complaint is about the girls. Their skin is always cold. They're kind of like lizards that show you their genitals for money.
Oh my God, what?
What a colorful.
How do you know that they're cold? I guess you're not supposed to be touching them.
I guess he was touching them. They're like lizards.
But gross. Lizards who show you their genitals for money.
Right. Okay. All right. Then we can head up to Indianapolis, Indiana, to the Red Garter Gentlemen's Club. A guy named Lloyd left a one-star review. I arrived, and while standing outside, they told me that I cannot smoke next to my vehicle because that is apparently where the staff smokes. Okay, so I put out my cigar to go inside, and they tell me I cannot go in because I have a tank top on. I'm wearing a sleeveless shirt, not a tank top. This is no way to do business. Is there a big difference between a sleeveless shirt and a tank top?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really here.
The tank top is more of a thin strap kind of over the shoulder.
Yeah, you can't really see the whole shoulder in a sleeveless shirt.
Is this an argument you would take up if they said no tank tops and you were in a sleeveless shirt? You'd be like, hey, buddy, it's a sleeveless shirt. It's not a tank top. Not trash. I would never try to wear a tank top in here, but a sleeveless shirt.
But smoking a cigar in a tank top, that's always a good
thing. In the parking lot of a strip club, that's a great look in Indianapolis. Then we can go back down to Georgia, to Atlanta, where my brother lives. I don't know if he's been to the Pink Pony, but Frank Baker left a one-star review here. He said, don't waste your time on the salad bar. There's barely any ranch dressing. I asked for more to be brought out, and I was told to leave.
Oh, man.
Get out.
Leave.
I asked for more, and they told him to leave.
A little more ranch dressing. Get out. Like, here, you effing salad. Get out.
Yeah. He's how about this? Yeah. How about this for ranch salad, ranch dressing? Get the hell out.
Yeah. I'll bring out two of these for you. Get out.
And you're banned.
Yeah.
Banned from here.
That's the first.
I've never heard of anything like that before.
Troublemaker.
I've never heard of a salad bar at a strip club.
That's a good point. That's a better point. Yeah.
I've heard of breakfast buffets, I guess, but never a salad. Like, you eating a salad at the strip club? But anyway, he said, I'll stick with the cheetah, which I have been to. Yeah. I've been to the cheetah.
Yeah, it's a famous one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
But so I guess he goes in, the first thing he does is go to the salad bar before he can even see any of the entertainment.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, ain't no ranch. We need more ranch. Get out.
Get out. Get. Don't. Get. Who did he ask? You know, who's like in charge of the salad bar? Did he ask one of the girls? I mean, they're not going to help.
Oh, God. Hey, more,
he got thrown out of the place for asking him for more ranch. Hey, guys, let's go to the Pink Pony. I can't go. I can't go to Pink Pony. I'm banned.
Ooh, they got a salad bar? Yeah. They need to call this Booby Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, what did you get kicked out for? You're not going to believe that.
I asked for more ranch.
Oh, I did, baby. What? I was asking for ranch. They told me to come on.
Get out. Don't come back, Frank.
They're having a bad day that day.
Yes. Then we can go up to Kansas City, Missouri, to the Shady Lady. The Shady Lady Strip Club. Very short review from a guy named Ross. He said, it was scary outside, like one of those urban dramatic movies with Cuba Gooding Jr.
What?
I don't really know what that means.
Okay.
Because you'd have to know which one he's talking about, but it's descriptive. Then finally, we can go up to North Conway, New Hampshire, to a gentleman's club called Club O. And a guy named Don left this one-star review, very short as well. This bar will cut you off after they sell you just three drinks. They'll just cut you off. And Victoria sucks with her dyed blonde hair.
Her roots were shown.
Natural, pretty blondes.
So I'm wondering if he showed up drunk already.
I'm assuming.
And they said, all right, you've had enough.
Probably. Yeah, do they ever cut you off at a strip club? They're charging
$25. Yeah, they don't want to cut you off. Yeah.
No. Three drinks, and Victoria sucks with her nasty dyed blonde hair. Victoria's like, what the hell did I do?
Yeah, so she may have gone and complained about how he was acting.
Yeah. Nasty.
I know who you think you are with your dyed blonde hair.
Most of the people who encounter a problem at the strip club, there's a backstory to why they encountered a problem at the strip club.
It had to be the way he asked for more ranch to be brought up.
Right.
Yeah. So those are the one-star strip club reviews.
Now, thank you. Well, I have, of course, heard of the strip clubs selling food and all of that. That used to not be a thing. That didn't become a thing, I think, until the 90s.
Yeah.
Food?
Yeah. But I've never even fathomed there being a salad bar or any type of food where you serve yourself.
Yeah.
At a strip club.
Breakfast buffet.
They do have breakfast buffets?
Yeah.
You go?
I think it's a buffet.
They do.
Isn't it a breakfast buffet?
Yeah, it is. And they have an omelet station. It's so good.
An omelet station. Oh, my God. Let me stop by the omelet station before I get, you know, stripper boob sweat on my fingers. Repulsive. An omelet station. Oh, my God.
The skin's too cold.
Yeah, like damn lizards that show you their genitals for money.
Yeah, I don't think I would fancy a strip club buffet.
Hell no.
I like it. Breakfast buffet, yes.
Yeah, a lot of women love it.
Oh, yeah, especially after you're drunk and you just, anything tastes good.
Did you even pay attention to what was going on around you? Or is it like, I'm going here to get this food?
I'm here for the food. Yeah. I don't care about anything else.
Mm. Because you couldn't have gotten a good breakfast buffet anywhere else, any regular place.
It was like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
There's a diner right next door.
It's not the same.
You're right, it's better. A lot better.
Cher Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
I saw a statistic this morning that said that I think it was a very small percentage, but okay, 1%. But 1% seems like too much of employees who have attended a virtual work meeting shirtless. I mean, radio is a pretty casual business. And like we've had Zoom meetings with like really high up corporate people in various broadcasting companies, iHeart being one. And that guy was wearing a baseball hat and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So even radio people don't attend Zoom meetings shirtless.
Yeah, I can't imagine what profession is somebody going to a work meeting without a shirt on.
No. Maybe a lifeguard?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe a lifeguard.
They could keep their camera off and nobody.
No, this is its own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with the cameras on.
That's crazy.
I mean, who is that one person out of 100?
Yeah,
that does it.
Lifeguard, like the meeting of the lifeguard union or something. Still got like the sunblock on his face.
And you have to assume they're men, right?
Yeah.
And then it also said a lot of people do it without pants, but that's easier to cover up, to hide than sitting there with no shirt on. Is that somebody that's just like trying to be funny?
No, there was a guy on the news that did it.
He was I mean without a shirt, the shirt part.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a Good Morning America guy or something. It was in his briefs. Yeah. He wore briefs, boxer briefs or something. They were tight.
Some pants on, man.
I just emailed, just a quick funny story. I just emailed something to Technique Rob, and Rob texted me back and says, "Hey, check your email. You just emailed somebody else on that email." And there's a guy named Robbie who I don't know who the hell this person is, and Rob, and the guy just got a copy of my podcast for today that I'm about to record. So I just said it. He works for a healthcare organization, so I don't know who he is. I've never talked to him. I'm sure. I guess I have at some point if I've been emailing him before.
Yeah.
So I had to email him back and go, "Hey, you were accidentally copied on a business email. Just disregard."
That's not you.
But if you want to do a podcast, that's a hot one for you right there. Anyway, I'm an idiot.
Stop.
Stop what?
Saying that about himself.
Why? Oh.
Because I don't like when he does that.
Oh, I don't mind it. Comfortable with it.
Although I've said that many times and she's never told me to stop.
I've never heard you say that.
Oh. Let's see who she likes better.
Wow.
She thinks that I'm an idiot and deserve to call myself one. Whoa. Wow,
that's a big one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? What do we do now?
One thing about the Zoom things that I'll be glad to see go away. I mean, I think that the whole concept has been great. It's a service that has kept the country businesses running during the shutdown and everything, during the house arrest. But I'll be glad to see it go away because of the sound quality of interviews on TV.
Yeah.
And on the radio with some radio shows.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh, God, it sounds like they go set their camera up, their computer up in like the worst acoustic room that they could find on the block. And it just sounds terrible. This asshole John Boehner that used to be the Speaker of the House, and everybody that, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say he's a drunkard. I don't know that for sure. But a lot of people, you know, make that thing that he never met a glass of scotch he didn't like. And just constant smoker and whiskey drinker and all this stuff. But anyway, he's doing all these interviews promoting this stupid-ass book that he's written. And he sounds like he is in a culvert. Every time I hear him, and I don't listen to the interviews much because I hate him, but it sounds like he's just inside of a metal culvert. Well, like you remember Ace, when, of course you do. It was a huge moment in our career when they interviewed us on the Today Show.
Yeah.
They sent a satellite truck to the parking lot of the radio station and set it up. They contracted this thing, set it up for the live satellite uplink, and it was TV quality stuff. There's no telling how much that thing cost for them to interview us on the Today Show for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe
4 minutes tops the whole segment ran.
To now, it's just turn your iPhone on and we'll pump the sound through that way.
I remember making the right turn into the parking lot and seeing, I was like, oh damn, they sent a truck. They said they would send a truck, and I was expecting more like a van.
Yeah, from the local news affiliate
like,
here.
Oh no, that's a whole satellite truck with a big satellite on the top. Like that's wow.
Mm-hmm. And just for you guys?
Just for us.
Oh, that's a flex.
A Saturday morning, we had to be at the radio station like 5:30 or 6 or something like that to be ready to go. And we sat there for what, an hour, and chit-chatted with them and talked to them back and forth in New York about the stuff. And then they said we're going live at whatever time. And we went live for like 3 minutes or 4 minutes, whatever it was. And they had a little pre-produced package about what we had done. And then they had us on after that. And then it was 3 minutes, it was over. And it's a minute, and the minute it was over, those guys start tearing down because they were having to get somewhere for a game or something they were going to do later that afternoon.
Yeah, their business is the satellite truck business. And people contract them to go do different jobs.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Like, we got a satellite. What y'all got?
That was 20 years ago, 19 years ago. And it's just gone downhill since then.
You would think it would be better.
Now you got diplomats sitting in front of their iPhone with earbuds in.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, damn.
And I just had a weird thought when you mentioned that, TJ. Like, why don't I have a picture of that? I know why. Because my phone, I couldn't take pictures with my phone then.
No.
That was a long time ago.
Like 1999. Yeah. Like, I didn't have a cell phone that could take pictures of that.
Yeah, I had a long, I want to say it was maybe a Sprint phone or something. It was long, and it had had wood grain as the cover on it. I wore it on my hip with a swivel attachment. So when I sat down, it would swivel up.
Because it was like you couldn't even, it wasn't like a flip phone. It was literally one of those big
ones. It wouldn't
fit
in my pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're just walking around with that giant phone?
Yeah, and it was a flip.
I think I had at the time, had a flip phone. It was silver. And then I upgraded to the StarTAC, which was like,
oh yeah, that was big.
I hit the motherload now. Like, watch out!
When we got those things,
that was the coolest son of a bitch in this room.
But StarTAC.
You still couldn't take pictures on it or anything. No. It wouldn't do any of that.
It was just the coolest looking phone, all black. It would just snap closed. I thought that's cool.
And the girl that worked for us at the time had a Sidekick. That's the first texts that we saw. She would sit over there and go all over that thing. Like, what are you doing? What is that?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I think I went from the StarTAC to a BlackBerry.
I had a BlackBerry.
And I had a couple of BlackBerries for a while.
TJ, is this what your phone looked like?
No.
That's what I was imagining in my head.
No, that's more of the very first ones.
Yeah. Okay, that's the one that we had at the radio station in Alexandria that they told me, feel free to use it if you need to from time to time if we're not using it. Okay, cool. And so I took it with me to Dallas. They didn't mean take it out of the thing. I went to Dallas to see the Rolling Stones, and on the way in, I called the hotel. I was like, hey, can you give me directions to come in? Like, I'm on this road right now. And I stayed on the phone with them for 3 minutes. And the lady talked me into the hotel. And I got back. And they were like, did you go to, when they got like weeks later, did you go to Dallas with the phone? Yeah, you told me I could. And they were like, you used it? Like that, it's got to bounce off a satellite.
You took this to the concert?
No, just to the hotel. I wasn't taking that big phone to the concert.
I was about to say.
No, I left it in the hotel.
Damn well, Riggins, he was going to be using, Big Flex was going to be using that phone no matter what.
Hold on, I got to take
it. I got to figure out a way to use it. I'm going to have him talk me in. Yeah. He's telling him in the hotel, you're not going to believe this. I'm talking to you from my car.
That is not the case.
Hold on, I got to take those.
I'm bringing that huge phone into the Rolling Stones concert.
Yeah, we had one of those phones.
Yeah, and this phone's not even in a bag, asshole.
Yeah, we had one of those phones and one in a bag. We used them at remote appearances.
I just saw that. I was like, this is an actual real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Those are the first cell phones.
That's...
Because it was expensive to use them.
Yeah.
Like, you had to pay for each call? Or
each
was it
minute.
Like a plan? Oh, each minute?
Yeah, there was a connection fee on most of them. Mm-hmm. Like, if you called somebody and they answered, there was a charge. And then they would charge you by the minute.
Oh, my God.
However long you were on.
Yeah, you might be paying $2 connection fee and 25 cents a minute to call somebody.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Like, hurry up and say what you got to say.
Right, conversations were a lot shorter.
Yeah, a lot shorter.
I bet.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there used to be radio shows that wouldn't even take calls on the air that came from cell phones because they would drop out. They'd say, no, you know. Rush Limbaugh's show used to be that way. He'd say, you have to be calling from a landline.
And I can remember being even at my mom's house in central Louisiana, and for a time, because she lived in Pineville and not in Alexandria, there weren't as many towers in Pineville. And sometimes, depending on where you were, you'd be like, man, I'm at my mom's house. Why is my phone not working? And it all depended on because they hadn't put up all the new towers and everything yet. It was weird.
Yeah. But, I mean, that industry went to great heights in a short amount of time. I mean, just took off. Because one day, you're using a big-ass bag phone, and they're charging you 25 cents a minute. And then the next week, you got a phone that's tiny in your pocket, and you got unlimited minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it seemed like it happened overnight.
With internet and everything, apps to control your whole house. Like, it's insane.
There was a time you'd get on the phone, and you had to be – there was a certain price – if I remember correctly, a certain price within your calling area, outside of your area, if it had like bounce it to another tower, it would cost you even more.
Yeah, Rome calls.
Rome, there you go. That was called, and it would just come up on your little screen. It would say like Rome.
Don't they still have that though? Roaming calls on cell phones now?
I thought that was all done away with.
But I remember the first time I saw a guy who had an iPhone. It was at a radio convention. And I saw him flipping through that thing, looking at pictures and all that stuff. And I said, oh, never mind. There's no way I'll ever be able to use that. That is way too complicated. I'm not going to ever be able to use that.
Yeah. Roaming. And then there was a time that you had to call, that you would call at certain times. If you really wanted to talk to somebody longer, there were peak times. And you had to know when the peak times were, because they would charge you more to call at certain times. So you might wait and call somebody after, I'll call you back after 9. Tonight.
I remember that. Yeah. And now you can video call. Like, that is just crazy. Mm-hmm. See that person, everything. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's only been in the last few years, though, if you think about it.
FaceTime
and all.
God.
Oldies.
It was supposed to be funny, but it's really not. It's actually quite sad.
Riggins is about to cry over
here. Oh, my God. Really hitting you over the head with
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.